This morning, I'd like for us to look at a biblical mandate for Christian music in worship and in witness. Psalm 96 speaks to us about singing unto the Lord a new song, singing unto the Lord all the earth, sing unto the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his name among the nations, nations that are far away and remote, nations that are close by, to all peoples, to proclaim his name, to make known among the nations who he is. You see, in music and in worship and witness, it is music and the arts have been given to us by God. Often we think that music is something that we have to give to the Lord. I was once out under the mango trees in Uganda, and I started speaking about Zephaniah 3:17, where it talks about the Lord rejoicing over us with song. And they said, oh no, God doesn't sing. We're the ones who sing to him. Yet he is the one who has created us. And he is the one who has given us music and the arts in the first place. And so that forces us to look at what is the purpose and the content of our songs. And that is to declare God's glory among the nations. And indeed, that has been my life purpose. As I went out to Africa, my goodness, in 1978, what is that, 30 years ago? Asking God if he could use me, a woman and a musician. And what does that have to do with mission and church planting? Is there a role for us? Well, what I discovered is that music is at the heart of many nations. And it is a major way to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel, that there is hope in the world. And so what I'd like to do is to begin a dialogue, a discussion about music this week as its role in worship and witness. It is not often that the church as a whole body reflects on music. We just use it. We sing it. Those of us who, I know we have church music majors here, and so we're thinking about it all the time, but often in churches, we don't hear sermons about it from the pulpit, do we? What is then our biblical mandate for music and for song? Here, Psalm 96, 1-3, if I had my Likembe, African thumb piano, I would be playing it now. And you see, I can't play it without moving. That's part of the music system. And I would tell you, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. So what I'd like to do, since I don't have that, is to have you help me. We're singing to the Lord. We're proclaiming it to the nations. Here's a song that comes from Nigeria. Do you know that Africa is the fastest growing church in the world? And what they have done, we took 19th century Victorian hymns to Africa. And as the church has grown abundantly, they have taken many of the hymns and made them their own. And here's what they did with What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I will show you a video in just a minute of how we really sing it. It goes like this. Notice that the chorus has been added to this, and it too has a call to reach out. It goes like this. Call somebody, tell them that you love them. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord. Everybody, call somebody, tell them that you love them. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord. Bo-do-dum. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, da da da. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Everybody call somebody, tell them that you love them. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord. Now, as one of my students at Daystar University in Nairobi, Kenya said, I was there for 22 years, so they taught me a lot. He says, now that you've learned the song, shall we stand and sing it and make it a song? Please stand. You see, it's not a song yet in African traditions because African music requires that you move. Is that okay? Do I have permission for today? I'm just a guest, right? And actually, what you do is you turn to your neighbor, hold their hands, lift your hands together, and praise the Lord. Okay? Oh, you're good. You're getting it. You can put them down in between, okay? Just for that part. What does this do? It creates community, doesn't it? And we love relationship. Okay, let's try it. Call somebody, tell them that you love them. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord, everybody. Call somebody. Now turn to someone else. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord. Da, da, da. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Good.
Now just stand there, and I'm going to see if I can switch this over like I was taught. Did you notice what happened in the dynamics of that? All of a sudden, we were a community. We were reaching out. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Proclaim his name among the nations. And what that requires is moving out and reaching people. Let's sing the third verse. Have we trials? No. I can't get into it. Let's do call somebody. Call somebody. Tell them that you love them. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord, everybody. Call somebody. Turn to someone and move. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord. Da, da, da. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Da, da, da. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Everybody call somebody. Tell them that you reach out to someone new. Lord, everybody, call somebody. Tell them that you love them. Lift your hands together and praise the Lord. Thank you. There are new songs arising around the world. I was just in India in January, in Chennai, India, in the Tamil Nadu state, and heard this marvelous song that says, "Rise, India, rise. God has heard your cry. No matter what the situation, God is on your side. This is the time to shine. Though it feels like hope is gone, in Jesus there is life." What is happening? As people are encountered by God, he gives a new song. And that new song cannot stay within. A song is meant to be pushed out and to be shared among people. So, as the church is coming to know God, as peoples around Africa are coming to know God, they are bringing a new song. And we are bringing new songs. In our day and age of Christian contemporary music, what has come about is new song has been rising up out of the Jesus People movement of the 70s and the 80s. As people encounter God afresh and anew, new song arises within them. What then does Psalm 96 go on to tell us? Why do we communicate? Our purpose is to share who God is. For God is good, he is great, and he is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Often I think we take it for granted that there's only one God, a triune God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But it's when we start moving around the world, we come to see places where there are idols, where they are overwhelmed by idols. This is Chennai, India, a Hindu temple. And what I found there is a worship of God's creation, a worship of everything that God has made, and yet the Creator is forgotten. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. And so as we look at reaching out with new songs and proclaiming who God is, we need to call and remind people that it is the Creator of what he has given us that we worship. We love and we recognize and we honor what God has created, yet we turn their thoughts and our thoughts to God above. Worship and devotion are due God alone. Now, many nations around the world know more about devotion and allegiance to God than we do. Bhakti are Hindu devotional songs. Dance, Hindu classical dance, is devoted to God. Before every dance is performed, they go through a routine. Is this, 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 and touching the ground. What is that? It's a prayer. It's a kinesic prayer. It's nonverbal. It's used through emotions. And what it means is, God, my guru, the teacher-student relationship, the audience, and then touching the ground, asking forgiveness of the earth upon which the dancer will stamp their feet. A recognition given to God, waiting to be made known, waiting to be realized, to have the true revelation of knowing God the Creator. I also went and visited a Catholic church that they had Guru Yesu. Jesus is the Guru, the one whom we follow. We are to sing to the Lord a new song. Sing and make known among the nations what he has done. Praise his name. So what is it then that we communicate? We are to ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, his glory, his strength, what is due him. Our devotion leads to encounters with God, hearing from him, communing with him. Music is entertaining. But it's not mere entertainment. It has the ability to communicate, and what we sing becomes our working everyday theology. We take music seriously. We take songs seriously. Music in India is defined as lyric and musical sound and movement. Music in Africa is music, dance, and drama, the use of the arts. All of that is brought together to create an opportunity to show our devotion and love with God and to enter into communion and dialogue with him. Who do we communicate? You see, Psalm 96 starts out in a way that I love. I'm a musician. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. But there's much that we need to do. We need to know what we are communicating, and we need to know who we are communicating about. And that is, we need to communicate the character of God. He fulfills our needs, but there's more there. And so the psalmist tells us, and the psalm itself is a song, isn't it? The psalmist is telling us that the Lord reigns, he is firmly established. No matter what happens, no matter what inequity is done, it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Since the Lord reigns, there is hope in the midst of desperate situations. He gives us a renewed perspective, and he sets our sights higher. I'll never forget being in Nairobi, Kenya in 1999 when the U.S. Embassy was bombed. We were a mile away. I heard the bomb go off. At first I thought it was just something with a water drum, a water container. And then I heard another boom, boom. I thought to myself, naively, I wonder if that's what war sounds like. You see, I was marking or grading papers for the close of our Christian music ministry course. We didn't know what was happening. And as we sang Colossians 3 about setting our heights above and focusing on the Lord above, we were wondering, the vice principal, the vice chancellor of Daystar was saying, my wife was downtown by that bank. Students came running in saying, Mwalimu, look, I almost got hit. The drummer in the choir where I led the choir at Nairobi Baptist Church, she lost an eye because of flying glass. Inequity, injustice surrounds us. And yet we have a message of hope because in the end, God rules. God reigns. I want to share with you about the widows of Rwanda. You remember that horrific genocide that happened 10, 11 years ago. On the fifth anniversary of that genocide, not something to really celebrate, it was my privilege to go and work with the widows of Rwanda. Some of the widows of Rwanda, World Relief had been working with them. They created a group called Solace. And for 5 years, they had been praying together and sharing their stories and seeking God's help, looking for comfort. What can we do as ethnomusicologists, as musicians, as ministers of the word who happen to use music, who happen to be given the gift of music? Lord, I said, I don't know how to help these women. They've seen horrific things that I've never experienced. They've seen their husbands macheted to death. Then they were raped and tortured beyond rape. Things that I cannot describe in this room. Where is their hope? Well, we turned our focus to the scriptures. And I said, Lord, what will help these women? What do you have to say? And I began looking at what is our identity in Christ? What do we have no matter what happens to us? And we began to set scriptures to song in Kinyarwanda, in Kinyarwanda musical style. And it was Romans 8, 39, 38 and 39 that spoke to them the deepest. After a week, 10 days of working together, we had a cassette of 15, 16 new songs. But what spoke to them was the one based on Romans 8. What then can separate us from God's love? What then? Nothing can hold us back from his love, not even death, not even life. And it goes like this. Esanichi chudu tandukanya nurukundori manayachu nurupfuseyemwe oya. Oh, yes. You see, we can't ever sing alone. Would you please help me? You can come in on the oya. Yes? Try that. Oya nurupfuseyemwe oya. Yeah, somebody did the right thing. He stood up. Please stand and join me. It's not a song unless we stand, is it? And today you have permission to move with me. And I will, once we get going, I will move out and do something of a Kinyarwanda dance that relates where the people are from. They're cattle people. And their cattle have long horns. And they offer that up to God in praise. Let's start again. And you come in. Oh, can you do the clap? Notice it's not, I shouldn't be pejorative, but it's not a boring rock beat. It's So watch, I want to see if you can do two things at the same time, okay? One, two, three, one, two. One, two. It's just one, two. It's one, two, one. One, two, one. Yes. Oh, that helps me. Esni chi chadu tandu kanya nurupundori malayachu nurupuse yemwe oya nubukunase yemwe oya kirin ginwa yemwe oya. What then can separate us? What then can separate us from our God's love? Nothing can hold us back from his love, not even death away, not even life away, nor poverty away. What then can separate us? What then can separate us from our God's love? Nothing can hold us back from his love. Not any trouble away, nor any hardship away, nor persecution away. What then can separate us? What then can separate us from our God's love? Nothing can hold us back from his love. Not any powers away, not angels nor demons away, nothing in creation away. What then can separate us? What then can separate us from our God's love? Nothing can hold us back from his love, not even death away, not even life away, nor poverty away. Oh yeah. Have to westernize it just a little bit. Thank you so much for joining me. Please be seated. God encounters us through song, through music. Music communicates in profound ways, and it brings us to himself. We have the opportunity to reach out. We have the opportunity to go beyond. When I first went to Kenya, I was asking God, could he use me? I went to church on Sunday morning at Nairobi Baptist Church, and I expected drums. I got a Hammond organ. And we stood, and we began to sing, "A mighty fortress is our God." God, you brought me halfway around the world to sing "A mighty fortress is our God"? I mean, you know, didn't Martin Luther compose that in Germany? And now I'm in Africa. And God, where are there fortresses in Kenya and East Africa? Well, there is one. From the 16th century, when the Europeans thought they were discovering Africa, and Africans had already discovered it. Huh. I was amazed. Lord, what would you have me to do? Well, in the evening, I went and visited another church on a Sunday evening, and I went with a Presbyterian pastor, a Kenyan Presbyterian pastor. He wore a collar. I wasn't used to Presbyterian pastors wearing a collar and looking like Lutherans. But he wore a collar, and so we went to church, and the first song, and it was Sunday evening, so, you know, we do more relaxed songs, and he sang, we started out singing, "Heaven came down and glory filled my soul." Ah, well, okay, I did Audrey Meyer in high school. Lord, there's so much music in Africa. We have wonderful hymns in the U.S. We have wonderful hymns in Europe. But you brought me here. Well, then they went into Kiswahili. and they sang that Jesus is alive today. And if I had my Kayamba shaker, which is hopefully at the Waco airport right now, we sang, Yesu Yuhaileo, Yesu Yuhaileo, Yesu Yuhaileo, Asifiwe, Yesu Yuhaileo, Yesu Yuhaileo, Yesu Yuhaileo, Asifiwe, Wale. And what happened to my brother, the Presbyterian pastor? Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Yesu Yuhaileo, Yesu Yuhaileo. And the church, the congregation, became electric. And there was, it's interesting and fascinating for an outsider. But when you're there and you know, you become more involved with it, the joy of freely expressing your love to God becomes overwhelming. It's an experience that has been with me for 30 years, asking God, can you use me? Is there a place for us as musicians in mission? Yes, there is. Music is attached to people. Music is a part of a people's identity. Music is not just an entity on its own, but it wells up from the deep wellsprings of our inner beings. And so, as we interact with people through music and have opportunities to encourage people to create songs in their own language and in their own musical style so that they can be at home with God, so that they know that God isn't far away and distant, but that God has drawn close and he lives here among his people and he brings justice and he offers hope and he offers equity in the world. We have that opportunity to bring that message. And it's a great privilege to do so. It brings us to people that we would never meet otherwise. How would I have met these wonderful widows with whom I had deep and profound fellowship? Would you like to learn one more song that sings of the blessings of God? You're so good, I'm tempted to go ahead and teach you this Swahili song. Are you up for it? Yeah? You see, we sing to the Lord a new song, and we proclaim that the blessings of God are marvelous. And they extend to all nations. They go upwards, they go downwards, they go forwards, and they go backwards. It goes like this. You ready to wrap your tongue around Kiswahili? Baraka za Mungu kweli ni za ajabu. Say baraka. Za Mungu ni za ajabu. Actually, all you have to learn is ni za ajabu. I'll do the baraka. Baraka is blessing. It's also Arabic, because of the Arabic traders. So niza jabu. Baraka za Mungu kweli niza jabu. Got it? Okay, you go niza jabu. You've got to pick it up. Now, what happens, you see, I've been easy on you. Often, another people's music sounds like, well, I don't, you know, it's just there. But when you start learning a people's music, you start learning how complex it is. And so there's overlapping voices in African music. I think it's a wonderful thing because it says we are interrelated, we are interdependent on one another. So when I go niza, you just kind of move with me, niza jabu. Baraka za Mungu kweli, niza, niza jabu, niza, niza jabu. Try it. Niza. Baraka za Mungu kweli, niza. Zoeza kwenda naju, zoeza kwenda najini, zoeza kwenda mbele, zoeza kwenda nyuma. Upande upande kwa mataifa yote wo. Upande upande kwa mataifa yote. You see, it's not so simple, is it? It's just that what we do in the church here is simple because we can't get it or we don't know the music system. But you can do it. Would you please stand? Now, one of the keys in African music is that participation is everything. And if you can't sing the words, then move or show that you're participating somehow, okay? So Zawe Zekwenda na Ju, that's up. Zawe Zekwenda na Jeannie, that's down. Zawe Zekwenda na Mbele. Zawe Zekwenda na Nyuma. And then Upande Upande kwa Mataifa Yote. We're singing a new song. We're proclaiming his blessings are for all peoples. Braka za Mungu kweli niza niza jabu. Braka za Mungu kweli niza niza jabu. Zowe za kwenda na ju. Zowe za kwenda na njini. Zowe za kwenda mbele. Zowe za kwenda nyuma. Upande upande kwa mataifa yote wo. Upande upande kwa mataifa yote. Baraka za Mungu kweli niza. Baraka za Mungu kweli niza. Zoweza kwenda mju. Zoweza kwenda mjini. Zoweza kwenda mbele. Zoweza kwenda nyuma. Upande upande kwa mataifa yote. Whoa, upande upande kwa mataifa yote. Yes. The Lord is good. He is with us. He blesses us with a new song. Would you just say this with me as we close? Sing to the Lord. Sing a new song. Sing all the earth. Sing. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. The music of mission, the music of worship and witness is to communicate the gospel through songs, a major means in a world that is 70% non-literate. Why do we communicate? To ascribe the worthiness of God, to receive honor and glory. He is the one to whom we give our allegiance. What do we communicate? Our theology, what God has done for us, who he is. And who do we communicate? Who he is, his character, and his justice. May the Lord bless us, continue to bless us. May the Lord speak to us. May he give us a new song. Lord, we offer ourselves to you. Fill our mouths with your praise. May they be sacrifices of praise that are pleasing unto you, that reach out to you so that many will see and fear and put their trust in you. Thank you for this opportunity to be together, to worship together, and to worship with our brothers and sisters in Africa and around the world. We ask your blessing upon them. Help them in the desperate situations that they find themselves. Help all peoples, all nations that have migrated here to the States. May we be aware of the peoples. And may our song go forth that we might together come and worship you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.